You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Congress keeps trying to do something about unemployment.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Later this morning, the Senate will vote on a jobs bill, the first of several that the Democratic majority is promising this election year. The bill has already passed the House and offers tax breaks for businesses that hire unemployed workers. It would extend some of the highway and mass transit projects that were started in last year's stimulus package. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us live this morning from Washington. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So how expensive is this bill?
Well, it's nowhere near the $800 billion stimulus bill. This is more like $40 billion. About half the money goes to businesses that give laid-off workers a job. Those employers would save the 6% Social Security payroll tax that they owe the government on the new hires through the end of this year.
And what's the thinking behind that one tax break?
Well, it does make it cheaper for businesses to add jobs, but really only a little. 6% of a person's salary is fairly modest, and some are questioning whether this would override the squeamishness that many employers have to add to their payrolls when they still have little demand for their products. Some say, you know, it's just not enough to generate much new employment.
Are there are there restrictions, John, on who businesses can hire?
Yes. That payroll tax credit can only be claimed if the new employee has been out of a job for over 2 months. And that's being criticized by small businesses. They point out that they're likely to have laid off their least valuable employees first. They hang on to the best ones as long as possible. So they don't necessarily want to rehire the workers that they laid off the earliest. But supporters of the provision say that, well, this gives a well-deserved break to the long-term unemployed.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from our Washington studio. John, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check the numbers. European stocks are higher by a half a percent or less. In Asia, markets tacked on more than a percent today. That was the case in Japan and Hong Kong. Wall Street yesterday, the Fed kept interest rates near zero, and investors kept stocks climbing. The S&P and NASDAQ were up more than half a percent. The Dow added about 43 points. It ended the day at 10,685. When Porsche and BMW release earnings today, we're going to get a peek at the state of the luxury car market. The automobile industry as a whole has started rebounding a bit, and people are starting to buy fancy cars again. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us, it's all a matter of perspective.
When the recession was at its worst, nobody was buying cars, especially fancy ones. Alan Baum is an auto industry analyst. He says that's starting to change, slowly.
We're talking about a recovery that's more modest, perhaps slightly better than the overall market, but not dramatically.
He says, for one thing, car makers are leasing again. Leases are a good deal for people who always want that new car smell and trade in and up often. But even if the market is improving, it's still much worse than it was in 2008. And the luxury cars people are buying are quite different.
Smaller vehicles, still having that level of style, but not necessarily quite as ostentatious.
He says car makers are trying to accommodate that change in taste, making vehicles like SUVs and crossovers that are more versatile. As for the super high-end, the Maseratis and Lamborghinis, he says that market's going to take even longer to recover. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. By Discovery, from the producers of Planet Earth comes Life, premiering Sunday on Discovery Channel and narrated by Oprah Winfrey, 8 p.m. Sunday on the Discovery Channel. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Oh, how times have changed in the friendly skies. We used to get all kinds of things included with an airplane ticket: meals, pillows, blankets, our luggage on the flight. Some in the airline industry say the advent of bag fees has led to some unintended consequences, and they want Congress to step in and help. Marketplace's Rico Galliano reports.
What happens when airlines charge people to check their bags? According to flight attendants, people just carry more bags onto the plane. Bill McGlashan is with the AFA, America's largest flight attendants union.
We're seeing more bags, and we're seeing larger bags. They may not want to pay the fee, so they're trying to bring them all on board. And it's simply causing chaos in the cabin.
The AFA recently conducted a survey of attendants on 22 different airlines. 80% of them reported overhead bins overstuffed with heavy bags are causing injury to attendants and to passengers.
They identified seeing on a daily basis passengers being hit on the head, passengers tripping.
All of which led the AFA this week to call for Congress to pass a bill called the Securing Cabin Baggage Act. It would do two things: set a maximum size for any carry-on bag, and force the TSA to make sure extra or oversized bags never make it past security checkpoints.
No, it wouldn't work.
Christopher Elliott is the reader advocate for National Geographic Traveler magazine, and while he says the number one cause of fights on planes is scarce luggage space, he's not sure this bill is the best way to solve the problem.
The TSA is screening people for security. You cannot expect a TSA agent to count bags.
The airlines oppose the bill, too. They say since every plane has different storage bin sizes, one mandatory carry-on size will not fit all. So what's the solution? Chris Elliott has a suggestion.
You have to go back to allowing people to check at least one bag for free.
But with the airlines earning billions from bag fees, Elliott admits that change may be slow in coming. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Well, the airlines have been battling it out over the fees they charge for added items. Airports are also duking it out. San Francisco International just came out with a new YouTube advert that shows a light and airy terminal building with short lines and happy passengers. It refers to its competition only as the bad airport. And it features a cameo of Mayor Gavin Newsom, who plays a smiling taxi dispatcher. Says one airport PR guy, it's all about the facility charges and concession fees they get from each passenger that passes through the gates. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org and get the podcast while you're there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.